Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on our podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I'm Grizz.
And you're listening to the last episode that Rise of the Robots will ever do on Comedy Central BattleBots. Episodes 19 and 20.
Yeah.
And we jump in with the Conqueror of Ziggo versus the man who built the most successful robot in BattleBots history, Hazard, as Wedge of Doom takes on Code Black.
An interesting start, because as you kind of just alluded to, the pedigree of both these robots, which is why it's a damn shame that Code Black didn't seem to work coming into this fight.
Yeah, it just kind of gets... That said, that's as much... Wedge of Doom just completely obliterates it in terms of speed, in terms of control.
Mm-hmm.
Blocks the spinner, and it just...
There was only one chance that Code Black had to get the spinner up and running, and it didn't even seem to be going that quickly while it was spinning up.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it was just a lot of, like, very tactical driving on the account of Wedge of Doom just getting it in under the hammer constantly, and the hammer just starting to cave in the top of Code Black.
Yep.
It wasn't pretty. It was very fast paced though, so like there was a lot of excitement to it.
Oh, absolutely.
So Wedge of Doom advances to the final of the lightweight championship. Who is it going to meet in the final?
It's going to meet one of... Firstly, we have Bots and News and some appropriate trivia, because they're actually taking it seriously again. We have a rubber match between Gamma Raptor and Dr. Inferno Jr. And if you hadn't watched the unaired fights, which you couldn't have at the time, you would know that a Dr. Inferno Jr. is missing an arm.
Luckily, thanks to us, we have now covered the fight where he loses an arm. You're welcome, America.
Yep.
So, Dr. Inferno is going into this this match armless. I repeat, armless.
Yep. And it is not, however, harmless.
No. Because this is the fight where I'm sitting there watching Dr. Inferno. It's like, how does this robot never get knocked over? It's so strange. But not only does it not get knocked over, it does this absolutely insane shove on Gamma Raptor where it shoves it from behind and Gamma just goes up on its forks. And so it's literally balancing on its forks with Dr. Inferno behind it, pushing it across the battle box.
Yep.
So Inferno just stays on Gamma for most of the match. Gamma does get this one really good shot from one side of the battle box to the other. And this was the point where it was like, it just looked as if Inferno was meant to fall over and just somehow bounces back onto its wheels. And then that ended up being the problem for Gamma, is it had too much momentum.
Yes.
It bounces Inferno off and then flips itself over. Inferno lands back on its wheels and then comes around and swarms Gamma Raptor while it's stuck upside down.
And traps them. And it's horrible because you can actually see this moment where where Gamma Raptor's trying so desperately to self-right, and it just the way that the angles worked out, it just can't.
Yep. As it kind of propped up on a spike as well, like it's just it's not doable. But like instead of just counting the robot out, they just let the timer and the clock expire. But then they still count it as a count out anyway, so
bizarre.
But with that, we have our finalists.
Yep.
Dr. Inferno Jr. will take on the Wedge of Doom for the lightweight championship.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else of note in this episode before that? Probably just random crap.
No, I don't actually think there's even random crap. It just kind of exists. So!
Yeah, they just do a rundown of, like, the tournament brackets again, leading into the final. We get, like, a at home with Dr. Inferno Jr.
Yeah.
And then we get into the final fight for the light heavyweight championship. Or just the lightweight championship, because this isn't wrestling. Dr. Inferno Jr. takes on the Wedge of Doom.
Two legendary teams. And oh yeah, they do a weird video with Jason Bardis. Also, I have a note here, and I can't remember the context, but I'll go, Bill Dwyer is surprisingly progressive for early 2000s. I take it he asks some things, pronouns or something.
Yeah. He questions whether or not Dr. Inferno Jr. is a man or if he's asexual.
Which he's trying, at least, I suppose.
I guess.
This is a really close match.
Yeah, definitely.
Wedge of Doom does seem to be getting control in the early going, and then it's actually Dr. Inferno Jr. turns it round, feeds Wedge of Doom to the pulverizer, and it takes out one of the wheels and starts smoking.
Yeah. There was one moment during the fight where both of them go over the kill saws,
uh-huh,
and somehow again Dr. Inferno manages to bounce back on its wheels. But it's the angle sometimes that this robot lands on, and it's like, how the fuck did you, how? I'm almost convinced that there's some kind of sorcery going on here.
Yep.
But yeah, the both of them do make it to the end of the fight, but with Wedge of Doom smoking, I think that's kind of what clinched it, as the judge's decision is a split decision, 23-22, for your winner, and the lightweight champion, Dr. Inferno Jr.
Yep, 23-22.
Getting any closer than that?
Nope, absolutely not. And that ends the lightweight section of this episode.
Yep.
And we get on.
You notice how when there is no guff for us to make fun of, we can actually get through an episode of this really quickly?
And also that we actually go, no, that was actually quite good.
Yeah. There was nothing to complain about in this show for us to go off on fucking tangents.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick action. Chris and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe.
But with that, though.
So, we get on to... Oh, also, this is the last time... We've already finished with the lightweights.
Mm-hmm.
And the middleweights. Now it is time for the final appearance of the super heavyweights.
Yep, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be gone after this.
Yep.
It is all over.
Including in terms of BattleBot, probably last time we'll have a full-on Wedge versus Wedge match.
Yay.
As Vladiator takes on Maximus and proceed to have as close as you can to an interesting shoving match.
Yeah, I mean, is it more interesting because it's two big beefy boys that are doing it?
Yeah, or because it's Vladiator's one of them.
Yes. So both robots ride the spikes early on. Maximus does kind of have the same kind of mentality and it's the way of driving as Vladiator does.
Yep.
Maximus does get flipped over a couple of times.
Yep, which prevents them from being able to get underneath.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, close to the end of the fight, I noticed that, like, Maximus's wheels looked a bit, like, kind of fucked up. Like,
yep.
But I'm trying to see, like, where in the fight, like, that may have happened. Like, the kind of the inner bits, like the sort of hubs where the wheels go around, or the tires, like they were all like kind of bent and buckled, and definitely by the end of the fight, Maximus's speed started to deteriorate.
Yep,
it's a judge's decision, and the judges give it to Vladiator. The Vlad
23 by 22.
Ooh, another close one. I mean, this was pretty close.
Oh, aye, definitely.
Throughout the show, where we'll be giving some more awards.
Actually, no, this one's good.
The best victory dance goes to Dissector.
Yeah.
And the longest hang time goes to the Matador.
Yeah, okay. These two are good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the final four awards when we get to them.
Yes.
Yeah. Someone has some opinions. But before we have that, we have a chance for Vengeance!
Yes, the rematch. New Cruelty versus Dissector.
And Dissector wants his opponent to die because he is relentless. So New Cruelty is the 8-wheeled, or was it 12-wheel, whatever. 72-wheel, I don't know. It's just basically, it's wheels all the way down.
I'm surprised that, like, instead of giving it armor, they didn't just give it more wheels.
Yeah. And at first, because you see the whole time that Dissector, it's having a hard time because New Cruelty is able to keep its wedge facing, and then just occasionally Dissector's getting side on, and the longer it goes, the more New Cruelty realizes, okay, no, we actually have to do something really effective, and it can't. It's just being outdriven, out-strategized. Dissector is not letting it get a good push. Dissector is not letting it have any room. Yeah, it is a masterclass by Donald Hudson, and it's the reason why I've decided we need to have him on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
So, please, if someone listening knows how we can get hold of Donald Hudson, please get him. We would love to have him on the show.
Absolutely. For both conversations of the old school BattleBots and BattleBots currently, since he's obviously still doing it.
Yep.
Yeah, because, like, as you say, it's just the way that every time New Cruelty gets, like, the beginning of a push, Dissector just kind of backs out and slinks away.
And just nope.
And it's just it just knows exactly what they're trying to do, and so it's just not going to let them do it. Like the one thing, new cruelty, 1800 wheels and push are its two things, and if you can't do that with one of them, then there's no way that you're going to be able to win anything.
Yep.
So it was a judge's decision, 29-16. Dissector advances to the final to meet Vladimir.
Before that,
we have the best love scene with Tenta Mushi and Dr. Inferno.
So just to recap, that's Tenta Mushi. The best love scene is the robot built by the teenage girl.
Well, it's the robot, not the driver.
Yeah, but still.
The greatest mascot is that creepy dude, Carl, from a few episodes ago.
Which really doesn't help when you're already feeling creeped out by the fact that they had best love scene with a robot built by a girl. Like a young girl. Yes, okay, Lisa Winter is awesome now because she is like our age. Yeah. But this isn't our age. This is 22 years ago.
When she was her age, at that age.
Which is too young.
Yes.
To be anywhere mentioned in love scenes. And then we get looks most
creepy
like
Carl.
Most like his bot, which Buzz Dawson. Okay, fair enough. That one's okay. And
here we go. Here we go.
I hope.
The Billie Jean King Courage Award.
So Billie Jean King, who obviously is...
Who Michael Jackson sang about.
No, Billie Jean King is the famous tennis player, was famous for being basically... she's the woman who won the Battle of the Sexes match, huge advocate for gay rights, phenomenal human being.
Did she put her name on this award?
I don't think she actually put her name on this award. Also, she's also one of these people who's a gay rights campaigner who isn't anti-trans. It's lovely. Who is the winner of this award? Is it one of the many robot ears? No. It is the to this point never mentioned Pip Girls.
Yep.
Which... who we see playing around with some bagels.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing of this is like, it's not pit girls as in like, you know, extra hands backstage that may be able to help with things. It's just clearly a bunch of hot chicks that were hired to just stand there and hop.
Please tell me this is a Comedy Central idea.
You can't think of us as it would have been.
That wouldn't have been funny at the time.
Well, have about a little palate cleanser because we've got one more match to go.
Yes! Oh! And the final... the last BattleBots match we will ever see for 13 years.
It's Vladiator versus Dissector.
And the best bit doesn't make it to television!
Well, I thought we were going to make it through these couple of episodes without any rants, but
right.
Nope, they just
threw it. If you watch this match on TV, it lasts for 1 minute and 28 seconds.
Yep, this is for the Super Heavyweight Championship, by the way.
Yes,
it very abruptly ended.
Yeah, so it seems really weird that they end so quickly.
But tell us why, because I'll line it all up for you, then you can tell us why. We have the unedited version of this match, which you can look for on YouTube. It's about seven minutes long.
It's in 60 FPS as well. It's in brilliant quality.
We found out why it ended after about a minute and a half. Alan, take it away.
Gladiator broke the arena!
I told you it was going to happen sometime.
So, Gladiator charging round, and you see at one point it hits the arena, and you see the arena shake. And it just kind of out of nowhere, they just call time on the match. And you see in the unedited version, you actually hear someone go, "What the fuck happened?" And then you look and you see, firstly, one, there is the area where Gladiator impacted the wall. He has cracked it so hard, he must have actually physically got part of the front wedge out of the box.
Yeah.
You then look up and realize that some of the plexiglass has actually popped out. It has dislocated the plexiglass. And amazingly, because the damage it did was to the arena and not to Dissector, who Dissector managed to get some awesome blows on it, it means that despite the fact that Gladiator is too dangerous to be contained. Probably because they haven't fucking worked on that box in 5 years because they didn't get any budget.
Probably.
You think they have problems with the arena now? Look at the state of the arena at the end of that episode.
So you add that in with the thing that I was talking about with Nightmare as well. So I think it just... I think it was time. Because who knows, maybe it was these problems as to why there wasn't a season 6.
I don't know, but it's... But, yeah.
It's just speculation.
I mean, it could have been a ratings thing. I hope it... Because I don't get the impression that it cost... well, I don't know that it cost Comedy Central much money. I mean, it's obvious that they didn't give them too much to, like, keep the arena up to date, for example. I'm trying to be nice because I know that I'm friends with Greg Mustinson on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to assume that any problem with this show is Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Mainly because when we actually get... Right, we'll address the fight first. So, brilliant fight, cut off early, and they don't mention the reason why, which would have been awesome. Look, to actually sit there and go, this match was so intense, it broke the arena.
Yeah, like, it literally... The buzzer just goes, and then you just go, and that's it. And it's like, that wasn't 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then they just act as if, like, the match went 3 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, so they completely fobbed that off completely. It's like, yeah, that's definitely something that they would have built up in the newer seasons of BattleBots.
Yeah.
So it just, they just fob it off as if nothing happened, and they just go, okay, we're going to go to the judges.
Yep.
And who takes it, Alan? Give us the final result of the final match in Comedy Central's BattleBots.
Dissector wins 26-19 in a brilliant match. And if that was the last match you saw for 13 years, I'd be like, no, that's fair enough.
At least it went out on a high.
Oh, aye.
And... with all that, with all the unaired matches that we also covered,
yep,
it's time. Is this the first robotics TV show that we are going to be burying forever?
Yes, because we've not done the last season of Robotica yet, so
yeah, we've still got a season of Techno Games as well.
We've still got a season of well, what I'll do, I'll get a list up. Just give me a moment.
Well, we'll just round this out and then we can look at it.
Right, so yes, this is the first time that we've got a series that we are coming to the end of.
Yeah. It's going to be the first season or first TV show that will be retired to the scrapyard.
And how to put this nicely. Brilliant concept. Brilliant robots. Absolutely abysmal execution.
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely the sign that it doesn't matter how good your talent is. If you don't let the thing that makes your event special shine. And let's be clear. No one has been able to pull off what BattleBots did. To have multiple weight classes. To have such a huge tournament. And yet it gets squandered under shit like Carl the Mascot. Or... Mm. Let's do a random segment with Carmen Electra dressed up as a schoolgirl.
I mean, I can find enough of that online that I don't need that in my BattleBots.
That bit I could maybe see. And hey, credit to Comedy Central for actually having robot combat on their network.
Yeah.
But it was. The problem is that the Comedy Central list, I mean, it did have benefits. I think Jay Leno wouldn't have got involved. I don't know that this popped rating at all, but Gary Cole would get involved. I think Jay Leno was the bit that was important, but yeah, it's
because like there was there was builders and robots on the Jay Leno show, so that probably brought eyes to the product, and then when Jay Leno appeared on it, that probably brought some eyes to the product. So
fair enough with that.
Stuff like that, yeah, like cross promotion benefited.
The most frustrating thing of all is what they were doing is this idea. Well, this idea of having... Well, I think it's very telling that they ended up going, okay, half the series is going to be fight night and is going to be not quite random matches, but it will actually be an entertainment show.
A variety show, if you will.
A variety show. And then at the end go, and now we're going to do the tournament. So that's the thing is, I think it's quite telling that... When they took the tournament seriously, it was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I mean, did we have some fun watching this?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. And I want, as I said, the actual robot combat, the BattleBot side of the equation, is great. I genuinely think if you just took the matches, if you had a match-only edit, maybe put some serious commentators behind it, I think you would genuinely have... Not quite as good, you know, and I think it's very telling when BattleBots got off of Comedy Central. Okay, 13-year reboot, whatever. I think the actual product is so much better.
Yeah, like, now that we're finally done with Comedy Central... I can stop comparing this to the later seasons And now we can just look forward to in a few years covering what is now undoubtedly the greatest robot combat TV show that's going today.
Quite frankly, the best robot combat show of all time.
Yeah.
And I say that as a Robot Wars fan.
Yeah, exactly.
But objectively, modern day, like, watch stuff like, see watching the grand final of this year's championship.
Mm-hmm.
That was just incredible.
Like, I get genuinely giddy every week to come home after work, sit with a few battle beers and watch the latest episode of BattleBots. I'm a 33-year-old man, like, and I'm getting giddy like I was when I was 8 years old watching Robot Wars.
Yeah.
It's like, it just goes to show the absolute quality that there's still that much, like, excitement over something like this. That no matter what age you are, you still get, like, that amount of excitement to watch an episode.
Yeah. So, and as I said, it's one of those things, fundamentally, BattleBots, in a way, it's more frustrating because they can do it right. And we've seen them do it right. And we know that they're capable of it. And yet, I will not, like, there'll be individual matches I'll watch again. I will not, I don't think I'll ever watch an episode of BattleBots Comedy Central again.
No, definitely not. Like, yeah. That's the thing. Glad to have seen it all the way through now.
Yep.
But that's it. Like, I can't say that I'll ever be... If I'm sitting down having dinner and I want something quick to watch, I can't say that I'll be reaching for the remote and sticking on Comedy Central BattleBots.
Yep. What we might stick on, however... no, we're not doing that yet. Because I was going to say is Robot Wars Series 6, but we're not getting there just yet.
No. We have another avenue to go down.
Before that, we have the final another series to bury.
Mm.
Which is Robot Wars Extreme Warriors.
Next week
on Rise of the